For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Former President Donald Trump is supposed to be sentenced next week in New York following his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. But his attorneys are asking for a delay, and prosecutors say they're not opposed to pushing it back. Here's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is not fighting the Trump team request to delay sentencing, which is set for July 11th. That's next week. Attorneys for the former president made the request in light of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. They're asking for Judge Juan Merchan to set aside the conviction and delay sentencing to weigh whether the Supreme Court's ruling impacts the New York hush money case. In a letter, the former president's attorneys write that ruling could have impacted some of the evidence that was allowed in, like some social media posts the then president wrote that might now fall under immunity protection.
A pro-gun organization is praising the Supreme Court for overturning a four-decade-old decision giving unelected bureaucrats authority to clamp down on things such as gun rights. Chad Groening has this story.
The Supreme Court overturned the expansive doctrine of what is known as the Chevron deference, which was established by the court four decades prior. Under this precedent, federal agencies were given deference by the courts when their rules interpreted vague or ambiguous statutory language from Congress. Chief Justice Roberts explained in his opinion for the court, quote, agencies have no special competence in resolving statutory ambiguities. Courts do. Mike Hammond is legislative counsel to Gun Owners of America.
I think the Supreme Court basically handed down a logical decision. It was a decision in which we had filed an amicus brief.
Hammond says Chevron deference was the means by which the Trump-era bump stock ban survived for over 4 years before its recent demise, and also emboldened the current Biden administration when rolling out their comprehensive illegal rewrite of multiple federal gun control statutes.
The Supreme Court said, well, the agencies aren't always the deities on the interpretation of the law. The agencies frequently screw up, and they usually screw up in a way that would tend to enhance their own power. So therefore, we're going to throw out the agency's interpretation of the law, and we're going to look at what the law says.
I'm Chad Groening.
House Republicans are taking action to force federal employees back to the office. Here's Fox's Mike Emanuel.
House Republicans are blasting what they call astronomical numbers of people in federal agencies not showing up for work. The Department of Education is one that lawmakers are targeting. A 2023 Office of Personnel Management report says education is only using 17% of its space in its Washington offices. That report says Health and Human Services is only using 19% of its space here in Washington. So there is a proposal in the House for 50% cuts to the administrative budgets of those agencies.
The White House chief of staff has also raised concern about federal employees working from home, but the union that represents 750,000 federal and D.C. government workers says remote work is an important perk that helps make government jobs more competitive with the private sector. 30 passengers were injured after a flight from Spain to Uruguay was slammed by strong turbulence. Fox's CJ Papa has details.
Air Europa confirming flight UX045 diverted to an airport in Brazil due to strong turbulence landing normally, with those injured already being treated. One passenger said the plane went into a dive and people who didn't have seatbelts buckled went up in the air, hitting the ceiling. Another said, we thought we were going to die. Flight tracking website FlightAware reports the aircraft was a Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, but there's no evidence the injuries on board are related to any kind of mechanical safety issue.
And Tesla's global sales fell for the second straight quarter despite price cuts and low interest financing offers, another sign of weakening demand for the company's products and electric vehicles overall. Tesla says that it sold 436,956 vehicles from April through June, down 4.8% from the number sold this time last year. Find more news on AFN.net.